The Sense of an Ending by Julian Barnes. Read by Richard Morant. For Pat. 1. I remember, in no particular order, a shiny inner wrist, steam rising from a wet sink as a hot frying pan is laughingly tossed into it, gouts of sperm circling a plug hole before being sluiced down the full length of a tall house. A river rushing nonsensically upstream, its wave and wash lit by half a dozen chasing torch beams. Another river, broad and grey, the direction of its flow disguised by a stiff wind exciting the surface. Bathwater, long gone cold, behind a locked door. This last isn't something I actually saw, but what you end up remembering isn't always the same as what you have witnessed. We live in time. It holds us and molds us, but I've never felt I understood it very well. And I'm not referring to theories about how it bends and doubles back or may exist elsewhere in parallel versions. No, I mean ordinary, everyday time, which clocks and watches assure us passes regularly. Tick, tock, click, clock. Is there anything more plausible than a second hand? And yet it takes only the smallest pleasure or pain to teach us time's malleability. Some emotions speed it up, others slow it down. Occasionally it seems to go missing, until the eventual point when it really does go missing, never to return.